Jimmy Kimmel rushes to defend Anthony Fauci from Republican scumbags. By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2021. Far-left ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel threw a fit on Tuesday, railing against screwballs and Republican scumbags who have criticized Dr. Anthony Fauci, those who have pointed to White House medical advisors' inconsistent views, flip-flopping, and denial of funding gain-of-function research. Defending the tiny, adorable, tired man who has positioned himself as the human expression of science itself. Kimmel kicked off the segment by insulting those who have not gotten vaccinated, telling the audience, "If you've been watching Fox News, you know that the real enemy isn't the virus or the do my own research geniuses who refuse to get the vaccine. The real enemy is Dr. Fauci," Kimmel said, playing back a variety of clips. "Let me tell you screwballs something about Dr. Fauci. 'Cause I've had enough of this. And he's too nice to say this himself. This man has been working on behalf of the public, that's us, for more than 50 years. He served under six presidents. Starting with Reagan, President Bush, President Clinton, another President Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden. Republicans and Democrats. To suggest that his politics have anything to do with his work or what he recommends, it's ridiculous. And it's a lie," Kimmel continued, turning a blind eye to the way Fauci and the left have overtly politicized the pandemic over the past 2 years, in part by taking shots at red states that refuse to bow down to their various restrictions and mandates. Notably, Florida, one of the states that remained a target of Fauci and the left, has reported the lowest coronavirus case rate per capita in the nation for weeks. Watch below. "He doesn't deserve it. He didn't ask for this. He's not a politician. He's a doctor," Kimmel said of Fauci. "His interest is in protecting us from disease," Kimmel continued, heaping praise on Fauci and describing his critics, such as Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Rand Paul, RKY, as scumbags. "Thank God there's someone who is educated enough and devoted enough to figure this stuff out for us, because we are not gonna figure it out ourselves." And what are the thanks he gets? He gets scumbags, like Ted Cruz, like Rand Paul, like that vile, inflatable Macy's parade balloon of dogs, Tucker Carlson, making up lies to take him down, the Kimmy Kim alive. Host said. "And the reason they do it is so that they can keep terrifying old people, which is basically what they do for a living. They scare senior citizens in order to get ratings and money and votes, but to do that, they need villains. To scare grandma, they need fresh villains," he continued. "So they zero in on this tiny, adorable, tired man, who has done nothing but good for the world. They see him as a character in this real-world WrestleMania they've cooked up. They make him a heel, which is a bad guy. And they make stuff up about him. They insinuate that he helped develop the virus in China. He's part of the deep state. He does cruel experiments on puppies. They will say anything to tear him down," Kimmel continued. "They'd say he invented mosquitoes if people were dumb enough to believe it, and guess what? People are dumb enough to believe it. They're attacking this friendly man. From Brooklyn. With a family," Kimmel added. Kimmel failed to detail the validity of the criticisms lodged against Fauci, who has on several occasions likened criticisms of himself to attacks on science itself. Senator Paul has on several occasions called on Fauci to resign for lying about funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan. The Kentucky senator has grilled Fauci on that issue face-to-face, but it has produced nothing more than empty denials from the obstinate health official, who essentially ignored their own definition of gain-of-function. Over the course of the pandemic, Fauci has come under fire for flip-flopping on a range of issues, including masks. While he currently supports mask wearing, he explicitly said in a February 2020 email to Sylvia Burwell, president of American University and former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, that the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. He has also altered his positions on vaccinate mandates, supporting them even though he previously said they would not be mandatory in the U.S. "You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that," he said in August 2020. "You can mandate for certain groups of people like health workers, but for the general population you can't," he added. Yet now, The Biden administration is attempting to do that through the controversial Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, rule, with Fauci's support. Most recently, Fauci teamed up with former President Obama, visiting an elementary school to urge children to get vaccinated.